It's truly good to be here this morning. I hope everybody is happy to be here, is glad that they get to worship our Savior, worship our Creator. I'd like to start a little unorthodox this morning. I'd like some audience participation. I was going to have some standing, but I won't do that. We will do some hand raising, though. The first thing I would like is for you to raise your hand if you are a sinner. Okay, keep your hands raised. I want you to look around at everybody who has their hand raised. You looking around? Look around at your brothers and sisters. Keep your hands up. Now, I want to ask, when is the last time you asked your brother or sister to help you with what you're struggling with? I'm not asking for an answer. But I want you to ask yourself, when have I asked my brother or sister for help? As we looked around at our brothers and sisters, we looked around at all these hands that were up. Are any of you shocked? None of us are shocked. Because Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Every single one of us, whether or not we're honest with ourselves, we are guilty of being a sinner if we're able to comprehend right from wrong and we're able to comprehend what God's will for us is. When was the last time you asked your fellow brother or sister to pray for you regarding issues you're struggling with? When is the last time that you asked for help? When is the last time that you asked somebody else if they needed help? If they had anything that you could pray for them regarding. As you looked around and you saw every hand that was raised, it really drives home the fact that sin affects everyone. Every single one of us struggles with sin, don't we? Every single one of us struggles with issues in our lives, don't we? It may not even be sin, but there are things that we struggle with. Sure, we know it. Sure, you know that I struggle. I know that you struggle. We realize that no one is immune to it, but I think it's easy for us to compartmentalize. We may find ourselves not willing to share our struggles with our brothers or sisters. We may find ourselves not willing to ask our brothers and sisters about struggles that they may have. I can't tell you how many sermons I've heard, how many classes I've sat in, how many I've preached or taught that talk about the need for our brothers and sisters to help us. How we need to reach out to our brothers and sisters for help. And yet it seems it goes in one ear and out the other all too often. I'm not talking about in your ear and out your ear. I'm talking about in and out my ear. Ask yourselves if the same is true for you. When was the last time someone has come forward asking for prayers of the church? When is the last time we've seen somebody come down to the front? When is the last time you have asked somebody for help? I think it's time for the church to get serious about being the church. What do I mean by that? The church, as we know, is the ecclesia. It's the called out. It is a gathering for a specific purpose. That's what church means. We're given an opportunity to be part of the church that belongs to Christ for a reason. We all will be saved according to our own individual lives. But the church was given to us so that we could help each other on that journey. So that we can be there for one another, so that we can help one another. Galatians 6:2 is a passage that so many of us are familiar with, and it calls us to bear one another's burdens. Why does he tell us to bear one another's burdens? He tells us that we bear one another's burdens in order to fulfill the law of Christ. He doesn't say you should bear one another's burdens just because it's a good idea. He says it fulfills the law of Christ. Is that a suggestion? Is that just a recommendation that we should try and be there for each other? No, if it fulfills the law of Christ, that's something that is required of us. When was the last time you have bared one another's burdens? I'll be honest, I think this is the smaller of the issues we face, because if someone tells you of a burden that they are dealing with, I believe this group is pretty good. We have members here who are pretty good about striving to help one another bear our burdens. I think what a bigger problem is that we struggle to tell people of the burdens that we need to help bearing. I think the main reason is because we have developed a pattern in the church of only letting others know about our struggles when it becomes so obvious that it becomes a public nature. I feel I have to let people know because they're going to find out anyways. I feel that I have to because somebody may have seen me do something I shouldn't do, and I need to let people know. And that's sad, and that's a shame. It really seems like it's something that is we do as a last resort. It's the last thing that we want to do. It's like turning this page. We want to do it as a last resort, and only then, if we have to, we don't want to let people know what we need help with. Seldom do we see someone come down to the front, myself included, and ask for prayers as we're going through difficult times. We think coming down to the front is to confess our sins. We have to come down to the front whenever we need to tell the church that I've done something wrong. The truth is, we don't have to come down to the front. But when is the last time you let your family here know that you need help, that you're going through hard times, that you're struggling in life? Seldom do we go to our brothers and sisters and just tell them about the things we're dealing with and how we need help. We look to the invitation by the preacher as being that time that people ask for help when they really, really need it. I think it's time for us as Christ's church to be involved enough in each other's lives, like the church was intended. James 5:13 through 16 says, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." It says, confess your sins to one another. It doesn't say, hold your sins to yourself and don't let anyone know. That's the last thing you want to do, is let anyone know. It's a mutual sharing of our lives and our struggles. Confess your sins to one another. It's not just a one way. We have to be involved in each other's lives enough that we continually share with what our struggles are so that we can seek help. What I'd like to add here is that what this passage is not saying is that I have to go around and tell every single brother and sister what my sin is, what my struggles are. That's not what he's saying here. What is he saying? He's saying we have to share our struggles, our sins with our brothers and sisters. There may be certain things that we're going through that I may be going through that it may not be appropriate for me to talk to a female about. There may be things that a female may be going through that it may not be appropriate to talk to a male about. Or there may be somebody we're closer to that we feel more comfortable with, that we feel they may be able to help us better. But we must share our sins and our struggles with our brothers or sisters because it fulfills the law of Christ. That's a good enough reason, isn't it? I don't want to share. It doesn't matter. We have to have that relationship with our brothers and sisters so that we can share. But there's another reason I believe that gets to the second reason that we share. We don't share like we should. And that's our foolish pride. Our pride gets in the way. I've been a Christian for about 30 years. I can't believe it. I can't believe it's been about 30 years. About 30 years ago, I was baptized into Christ. I look back over those 30 years and I am embarrassed. I'm ashamed. It's been 30 years. I get angry with myself about where I have gone and what I have done. What I haven't done. Why I'm not farther along than I am. The list goes on and on. I don't want to share with others because I don't want you to view me differently. I don't want you to know how I have failed, how I have struggled. I don't want you to think less of me. I don't want you to see the real me. The one who struggles on a daily basis. I don't want you to see that. You know, those who held their hand up when I asked who I was a sinner, I don't want y'all to see. Every single one of y'all are struggling with sin. Every single one of y'all are struggling in life at some point in time. But I don't want you to see the real me. Every single one of us is a sinner. Every single one of us struggles. But my pride keeps me from talking to you. Does your pride keep you from talking to me and asking for help? I don't want to tell you what burden I need you to help me bear because I don't want you to know what I'm struggling with. And I don't want to ask you what burden I can help you bear because I feel that I'll need to tell you my burden. It's almost like a cyclical problem, isn't it? Our pride gets in the way. The truth is that I need you, each one of you, I need you to help me bear my burdens. I need you to help me as I struggle through life. That's what we're here for. That's what the church is for, to help each other. Remember, bear one another's burdens. And yet it's like, we do everything we can do to keep that from happening. We do everything we can do to keep someone else from helping us get through life. 1 Corinthians 10, starting verse 12, says, "Therefore, Let anyone who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with temptation, He will also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. We see two things in this passage that we would do well to remember. The first, He says, let anyone who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. What do we learn? We learn pride gets in our way. If I think I am standing, I'm going to fall. Why? It's not me who's standing. And if I think that it's me who is standing, I'm way off. It is Christ who holds me up on a daily basis. And if I think it's me, I'm lying to myself. The second thing we see is He says He will also provide a way of escape. That's a guarantee given to us. He will give us a way of escape out of temptation. That is a promise given to us that He will provide a way out of temptation and give us a way to endure it. Guess what's one of those ways? My brothers and sisters. He gives us a way out of temptation, and sometimes that's going to our brothers and sisters for help. Going to our brothers and sisters when we're in need, when we're struggling, He's given us the church. In order for us to use each other, the church as Christ intended, we must get out of our own ways. We must set aside our pride and turn to each other. Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, "In the confession of concrete sins, the old man dies a painful, shameful death before the eyes of a brother. Because this humiliation is so hard, we continually scheme to avoid it. Yet in the deep mental and physical pain of humiliation before a brother, we experience our rescue and salvation." When we're struggling, it's easy to view God far off, away from us. And even though we know that He knows all things, we think it's still a secret we can hold on to. And while we're fooling ourselves in that regard, we are hiding our struggles from those around us as well. Those who can help us. Bonhoeffer was absolutely correct in that when we confess to one another, our old man dies. Sin thrives in secret. It grows exponentially in the darkness. When we keep sins and our struggles to ourselves, they grow and they increase while we tell ourselves that we can't let anyone know. In striving to show how Christian we actually are, we find ourselves losing ourselves and losing our Christianity because we won't let our pride get out of our own way. And the final reason I think we struggle to share with one another what our struggles and sins are is because in doing so, it might actually require us to fix something. If I share with you, I may have to actually fix what's wrong in my life. It may require us to do work on ourselves. If I keep my struggles to myself, I can fool myself into working on it while I put it on the back burner, while other things come first. If I let someone else know, they may ask me about it. They may hold me accountable. They may ask me on a regular basis, how are you doing? Can I pray for you? They may bring it up when I don't want them to bring it up. One of the many problems with this is that it gets back to what we are charged in Galatians chapter 6, to bear one another's burdens. If I do not share my struggles, then I'm refusing my brothers and sisters the opportunity to do what they are charged to fulfill the law of Christ. How often do we think about that when we withhold our struggles? I'd venture probably a pretty good guess that you never think about that. when you withhold your struggles. We're too busy caught up in ourselves and not wanting to address what needs to be addressed. Our needs as they truly are. Yeah, we need help. The word for burdens here in Galatians chapter 6 is a word that indicates a load that is too heavy to carry alone. You realize we often go through life trying to carry that load that we cannot carry by ourselves. But we're too proud, we're too ashamed to ask somebody to help us. We're too stubborn. We stubbornly plod along the way carrying something that we weren't meant to carry alone. When we open up to others and let them know our struggles, we have torn down a wall. We have let the light in that drives away sin. And we've given an opportunity to be better. Remember, sin thrives in darkness, and it is repelled by light. There's no greater threat to Satan than for us to use the church as it was intended. By having in common our lives, having in common our concerns, a fellowship of truth cannot be broken. I'm reminded of a song. It was originally by the Hollies. Some of you may know the Hollies, some of you may not. But it was covered by the great philosopher Neil Diamond. It's called "He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother." The road is long with many a winding turn that leads us to who knows where. Who knows where. But I'm strong, strong enough to carry Him. He ain't heavy. He's my brother, so on we go. His welfare is my concern. No burden is he to bear. We'll get there. For I know he would not encumber me. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. If I'm laden at all, I'm laden with sadness that everyone's heart isn't filled with the gladness of love for one another. It's a long, long road from which there's no return. While we're on our way to there, why not share? And the load doesn't weigh me down at all. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. What would life be like if we lived out those lyrics? You know what would be better? If we lived out this word. If we shared with one another when we struggle. If we share with one another when we're tempted, when we're giving ourselves over to sin, and we say, I need help. We would be realizing what the church is here for by sharing our lives and our hearts with one another. And you know what? Oh, this life would be a lot better. It would be easier. Would it get rid of struggles? No. Would it get rid of sin? No, it won't. But it would be so much better if we looked to one another for help. And if we had enough love for one another to ask what we can do to help instead of waiting for others to come to us. If we could allow ourselves to believe that about ourselves and our load, we would find ourselves so much better off. I want to help you get through life. I truly do. That's what I'm here for. That's what the church is here for. I bet most, if not all, of everybody in this room thinks the same thing. I want to be there for you. But we allow Satan to cloud our minds into thinking that my burden is going to be too much for you. Or I shouldn't allow you to help me with it. Listen. You ain't heavy. You're my brother. Do you feel the same way? At the beginning, we looked around at each other and we saw a bunch of sinners. Why should we expect to see anything else? We've heard it said time and time again that the church isn't for those who are well, but it's for those who are sick. It's for those who need healing. We have heard that Christ didn't come for the perfect, but for the sinners. But do we believe it? Do we actually believe that? Christ said in Matthew 11, 28, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest to your souls." He doesn't say, "Come to me, everybody who's strong and has it all figured out." He says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden." Are you weary and heavy laden? I am. And Christ calls me to come to Him. And He calls me to come to His church. We're all struggling through this world, sometimes barely keeping our head above water. And we have somebody who throws a lifeline out to us. And what's the first thing we do while we're struggling to keep our head above water? We're pushing it away from us. I don't want them to help me out because they'll know how I'm struggling. That's foolish. Where did we go wrong? How do we get back to where we need to be? How do we get back to the church, the family that we are called to have? We need to put our faith in the church that belongs to Jesus and to put our trust in our brothers and sisters. Get out of our own way and get into His way. Are you in His way this morning? Are you carrying a heavy load with you this morning? A load that you weren't meant to carry alone? The church is here to help you with that burden. Maybe that load is heavy because you haven't put your life in Christ. Only He can give you rest, but you have to take His yoke upon you and learn from Him. Maybe you have a heavy burden and you need the prayers of the saints to help you lift that burden. Maybe it's a private nature and it doesn't need to be shared with the group. But I urge you not to keep it to yourself. To ask your brothers and sisters for help, for guidance, for support, for love. Because we're not getting through this life on our own. That's what the church is for. That's why He gave us the church, to help one another as we strive to achieve the common goal of heaven. Where are you at in that journey this morning? Are you wandering around aimlessly looking for the way? Let us help you find that way. Let us help you with your burdens. Let us help you carry it. Whatever we can do to help you this morning, please come forward as we stand and sing.